Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Harold Newcomb of Merck. We're back with Dr. Newcomb in just a moment.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that GoBob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. GoBob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the red rhino.
Ernie, GoBob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42. 2 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, GoBob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Orlean wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my red rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. GoBob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
We're talking today with Dr. Harold Newcomb, who's Technical Services Manager with Merck Animal Health. And Dr. Newcomb, let's talk a little bit about grazing season and parasites. It seems like they kind of go together, don't they?
Well, they sure do. I mean, if we think about the exposure of the animal to the parasite, actually that's a threat that animal's going to face from the day it takes its first bite of grass to the day it takes the last bite of grass. So it's something we got to consider, and when we look at what parasites are actually doing, you know, they're not just hurters in weight gain. They can actually affect things like conception rates in the cow herds, grazing weights or finishing weights on stocker calves, as well as affect that animal's ability to respond to different diseases. It can actually affect the immune system.
Let's talk a little bit about exactly what a producer needs to be doing in order to maximize production, minimize the problems with the parasites.
Well, what the producer actually needs to do or to think about this time of year before those cattle go out is to go ahead and deworm them if they weren't dewormed last fall, okay, or last winter. But then if you're going to maximize your production out of these animals, what you want to do is probably think about deworming them about 6 to 8 weeks in a cow herd after they've been turned out to grass. This allows the animals time to go out, pick up the worms off the pasture, because 90 to 95% of the infection is actually out there in the pasture. Only 5 to 10% are in the cow. So it allows that animal to go out there and harvest those parasites off the pasture, and right before they're ready to make a turn and start producing eggs, we go in and deworm them, and we kill off all those worms. So we've actually lowered the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a stocker guy, you'd do the same thing, but you would do it at 28 and 56 days post-turnout. By doing that, we keep the parasite burden lower on the pasture, and we allow those animals to gain more weight, take in more forage, and utilize the resources that they have more efficiently.
When we start thinking about strategies to make all this successful, I know the terminology is out there that some folks use a concurrent strategy, or in other words, things that actually using a couple of different modes of action to try to make sure you kind of clean up everything.
Well, that's true. I mean, when we think about deworming, we really ought to be thinking about using either combinations or concurrent class deworming of the anthelmintic. So we want to use something like Safeguard and an ivermectin or macrocytic lactone compound together. When we do this, we know that we are, for each compound is protecting the other. There's been a lot of research done with this down in Australia and New Zealand, where they've looked at using either the products separately or in a rotation or in combination. And when you put the products in combination, they tend to perform the best, and they tend to delay or deal with resistance better than any of the other possibilities.
When we are looking at a deworming program, trying to manage parasites and all the other health considerations for our herd, what role does a veterinarian really play?
Well, the veterinarian should be playing a vital role, because he can help that producer design a deworming program based on what their goals are. Everybody's not the same. Everybody has different goals, different challenges, okay? The veterinarian can actually come in and help that producer design a deworming program to reach their goals. And then the other thing, too, is the veterinarian can come in and help them do a fecal egg count reduction test and actually check the efficacy of what they've done, make sure that those wormers are working and those programs are out there and can achieve their goals.
In your mind, Dr. Newcomb, what does success look like when you start talking about a deworming program?
In my mind, success is for the producer to reach the goals that they've set, or to be able to utilize the forage or feed, whatever they're giving that animal, as efficiently as possible. Okay, and we have to do it within economic constraints. So we have to do it economically, but yet we have to make sure that what we're doing is working and is sustainable. And if we use the combination deworming compounds, and we do it strategically, and we check and see what we're doing is actually working and maintaining efforts, then all those things come together to form a sustainable amplimentic or deworming program.
Dr. Harold Newcomb of Merck Animal Health talking about the need to be strategic when it comes to having a good beef cattle deworming program for your mama cow herd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.com.